Wendy, please put me on the staff, too.
Okay. You're the first one I heard. Is he ahead of you?
I thought Ray was on the staff.
I'm just of a point of
view. I heard Ray.
I understood that item, when we say affiliate director's report, or whatever we call it, that includes the Q&A in the report. Is that not so? It's always done that. We never have added.
Yes, that's correct.
That's my point.
Then we don't need to specify how much of each.
Okay, Ray, were you waiting to speak?
No, in terms of the... No. Actually,
yeah,
fine.
Chandra,
I like Greg's suggestions. I'm fine.
Okay, Chandra.
Okay. In terms of the affiliates report, the affiliates task force has come up with a proposal. So there's a proposal that we want to present to the foundation. So it's the task force plus the affiliates coordinator, and so it's going to take more than 45 minutes because it's a recommendation on a proposal, and of course we'll probably get it to you ahead of time, but it's going to be more than just a status report from the affiliates coordinator.
Is it your understanding that the affiliates coordinator would present it, or do we have to pull out a whole another committee thing?
Well, we haven't worked that out, but it would either be the coordinator or the chair of the task force in conjunction with the coordinator, because we've all been working together on it.
Madam Chair?
Go ahead.
I wanted to also mention that we owe Brian DeShazer the courtesy of a response to his...
Right, and we're going to... That's part of my suggestion for later in the meeting.
Okay, all right.
Sarv, were you asking to be...
Yes, I was... Could the proposal from the affiliate committee and the affiliate program director, could that be sent as part of a written proposal that Greg can send it to us with the rest of the documents?
Sure, we're working on it. So I'm just saying
so
that
we'll have
we,
ahead of time.
Oh yeah.
So we'll have ahead of time, and then we'll have plenty of time to look at it.
Right.
And then maybe that will cut down some of our questions and so on.
And probably add to them.
And I appreciate that.
But that's okay. We're working on it. So you definitely will have it ahead of time.
And
or at least have an outline.
Would it be sent before the PNB has to make a decision about this agenda?
Right.
That's when it should be sent.
Thank
you, Amber.
Which would be next Monday, right?
That's right.
Have they decided on the date?
Madam Chairman?
Well, the thing is, we were going to work on the proposal on Monday night, and now we have to reschedule that. We might have to reschedule that meeting because there might be a PNB meeting.
Madam Chairman?
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I don't want to contradict Chandra, but it sounds to me like what's really being discussed is two different things. One is Ursula's report, which is a discrete item. You know, it's a staff report. The second is a proposal from a committee, or in this case, a task force, which is really normally dealt with under committee reports,
right.
Which is scheduled to be dealt with sometime during the following day, and in which case, like all other committees, those reports and proposals would be, you know, made part of the board packet and would be provided to the board, you know, in advance, but not a month in advance. I think if we put these two things together, we're putting a burden on Ursula, which she doesn't necessarily even know about or necessarily should be asked to shoulder. And so I think you should, my recommendation would be to keep these discreet. Let her do her own report.
You're right.
And then, you know, have the committee... You know, forward a report along with all the other reports that come in and deal with them in due course.
Okay. I mean, Greg's right. It's the task force that's developed this, and we haven't even finalized it yet. We're meeting next week, so...
Well, I was going to suggest the same thing because we've got committee reports scheduled for first thing Saturday morning, so that's my recommendation as well. Go ahead, sir.
So right now we're just talking about the time here, time for Ursula only, her report.
Right.
So, I mean, we can come to...
So we can go on.
Yeah, I'd like to point out that We're an hour and 15 minutes into the meeting, and we're still on Friday. So can we agree on Friday as it is?
I'd like to make a suggestion. I guess I'm a member of the committee, so my proposal would be, if you with your forbearance, would be to do as has been suggested, which is to place the public comment earlier in the agenda, and to put the affiliates program report at the end of the agenda, and then obviously the PMB will weigh in on the times, but I think the suggestion has been to attempt to reduce the time so that we can get out earlier, you know, as close to 8 o'clock as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
Excellent.
So there's a motion to move public comment to 7:10 and allow 45 minutes from 7:10 to 7:55 for public comment. Then there's a break, and then from 8 to 8:45, I don't see where we get any time savings here.
Well, my suggestion was we reduce public comment to, propose to reduce it to 30 minutes and save 15 minutes and maybe eliminate the break and save another 15 minutes.
Wendy, if there's no public there, we can extend it.
I'm sorry, what, sir?
If there's a whole lot of people there at that time, then we can, you know, we can always extend time. We never get the public short.
Okay, I didn't even hear what you said. My kids started talking to me. So,
my proposal is to put the public comment at 7:10 for 30 minutes, followed immediately by the affiliates program report from 7:40 to 8:10 or 8:15.
Right.
I second that.
I have a question before I can vote or before I can entertain a vote. Isn't there a lot of action in LA right now, and this public comment may be quite spirited? Do you guys think it might be a good idea to have a few minutes break before asking our staff member to just come on and just go?
I don't think we should anticipate it.
The break meaning the time to also talk to the people that are trying to talk to the board.
Mary Berger.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay, I can tell you our experience at our LSD meeting last Saturday, which was expected to have been, you know, something else, right? Out of this world. And it wasn't. It was a modest appearance by folks on both sides, and I thought it was that it was tempered. I don't know if I can go by that, but I'm just saying.
Yeah.
It's
helpful to know.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary Berger, I'm on after Lydia.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to speak against that. I like to switch the public comment first. But the public comment, according to our bylaws, goes on as long as necessary, but not less than 30 minutes. We close it sometimes if there's only one speaker, which happened in our LSD meeting. But there's no point in restricting it to 30 minutes. It will take as long as it takes, and if there's 45 minutes worth of people, we were obligated to hear them. So let's leave it like that. If there are fewer people, then we're done with it. But we can't do it by fiat, by just putting a number on a paper. So
I'd
like to propose that we switch the two, and we will have a break in between. No one is going to sit there for 3 or 4 hours. People will need, some of us, by my observation, there are people who need to go pee at the very least, if nothing else. And that's going to happen. So there's no use to say it won't happen, because we'll just start again late. And why do things like that? Let's try to make breaks that are reasonable and try to get people to agree in that ground rule section to keep to the break, to come back at the time they agree to.
This is Wendy. I'd just like to clarify.
And this is way after, please.
Go ahead, Ray.
Well, I would object. I would disagree with that idea. I think that I don't remember times when we set up 45 minutes ahead of time. And I think if circumstances required, we can show flexibility. I think half an hour. Actually, to my experience that very often 2 50-minute interventions are sometimes more useful, because people can comment on some issues and you can come back and you deal with other topics and people again comment on, you know, second set of issues for a total of half an hour. So at this point, I would be in favor of keeping it half an hour and be willing to show flexibility if necessary.
Right.
This is Wendy. I just wanted to comment on something Mary said. I mean, we don't go on until, as long as the public wants to. We have to set a time, especially here at the beginning of the meeting, because we need to get our stuff established so we can do the business of the board. Of course, we want to hear from the public, but if it's 45 minutes we decide on, or if it's 30 minutes we decide on, we just divide the time between the speakers. We can't just keep going on if more people keep stepping up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so where we are, I guess, is the motion is to switch the public comment with the affiliates coordinator, affiliates director talk. So the public comment would be, are you guys suggesting 30 minutes?
30 minutes, yeah.
From 7:10 to 7:40, and then I guess the suggestion was to not have a break and then to go into the affiliates coordinator report for 45 minutes.
Okay, Mary Bird, next amendment.
Can we just go to?
I'd like to add the break. Keep the 30 minutes, but don't take the break out. That's my amendment.
The break was scheduled. It's just a 5-minute break.
I know.
Okay, leave the break in. Okay. Is there any objection to that?
No.
I have an objection, so I'm going to count myself as a no. Oh, but I don't have to vote. Never mind. I don't vote because it won't change anything. Okay. All right, so we're done with Friday.
In committee, you can vote, Andy.
I don't need to. Never mind. okay, so now let's move on to Saturday. The proposed agenda has an hour and an hour and 15 minutes for committee reports. And it says, note, the PNB will forego formal committee presentations unless a committee, unless they have action items.
This is Lydia.
Go ahead.
Okay, I am already getting calls on our proposed bylaws amendment to change the election timeline.
Mm-hmm.
folks who were planning to run are just running for the hills at the thought of 4 years all of a sudden. But anyway, so this is going to be an issue. It's the first time that we have had such a major amendment that the listeners and the membership are going to have to be need to ratify, etc. I can't. We just need to factor that in these committee reports. It's not like just reporting out that we're going to do it. People are going to be have something to say.
Yeah, I think we need more time here.
I can't hear you, sir.
I think we need more time here because I think there's, from the governance committee side over there, there'll be confidentiality agreements. There'll be probably most likely code of conduct. And so that's going to take a little time. So maybe 75 minutes is not enough.
Well, the way I see it, is that we have all these people meeting on these committees, and so we definitely do need to hear them, or otherwise it's just a big waste of time.
Right.
If I could just comment on what Lydia said, as far as the bylaws amendment, what we really have to do is just get the PNB to vote. The listeners, and I think the listeners and the LSVs and everybody will have their own chance to vote. So we should just be really firm that this doesn't need to take a lot of listener and LSV time during this PNB deciding how they're going to vote on it, is my suggestion. So, I mean, I think I'm with you guys that we need a little more time because of all the other committees, but we'll see. I mean, if your committees don't come up with action items, then I don't know. Maybe it is realistic.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
We have 3 hours and 45 minutes between committee reports, thematic discussions, twice. So I would suggest that we approve this Saturday agenda and leave it up to Greg to divide it between the committee reports and the ADA report and training. And
this
we take care of Saturday.
This is Lydia.
Let me just ask Ambrose a question. So are you saying forget the thematic discussion?
No, I'm saying combine the two different thematic discussions and the committee reports, because we don't know what committee is going to be. We have no idea at this point.
Right.
We don't know now how long the ADA report and our training. So I'll leave it up to Greg to deal with that, depending on the reports from the committee and his conversation with the ADA trainer consultant.
Right.
Okay, go ahead, Lydia.
I would recommend cutting out both thematic discussions and the second focus station, which is what we did last time.
And do what?
Cut out the two thematic discussions and the second focus station. You have the one focus station, which is KPFK. We did it last time. There's no need to have a second focus station.
So you add that to the 3 hours and 45 minutes?
No. You subtract the time for the thematic discussion, which I'm saying we eliminate, the two thematic discussions plus the second focus station. So you save a lot of time, which we're always short of.
Well, there is one issue. We do
Chandra, go ahead.
We have an issue in New York City with BAI. They came up short almost $300,000 on their fundraising drive, and the network is going to have to make that up, and it's a serious deficit, and it puts the Pacifica Foundation in deficit, and KPFA doesn't want to be the bailout station, according to our board and our listeners as of Saturday's meeting again. So I think that we should have a WBAI focus station discussion about this, and maybe bring in the business manager or as well to this meeting, because this is a serious issue.
So this is Lydia.
And Rafter.
Okay, Lydia.
I think it would be more appropriate to have that as part of the finance report, because I understood, didn't KPFA also fall short on its drive, and we don't know how KPFK is going to do, so it may not just be one station. And it seems to me that we collectively need to discuss it under, I'm sure Lonnie's going to address that issue, and it would be more appropriate under there rather than under the station focus.
Go ahead,
KPFA
Ray.
KPFA is making it up.
Yeah, well, I do support, I wouldn't want to do it because KPFA doesn't want to carry other stations. I would do it because BI is having issues. But like Lydia, though, I think that we should look at least sometime, even if you saw the full length of a report like we would have for KPFK, to look at, because clearly the programming issues, it's not just finance. There are issues of outreach. So I would be in favor of keeping at least a half time for WBAI in this. I don't know what, how much time did we leave for this station?
How about?
I would give WBAI at least 15 to 20 minutes.
Well, let me take charge here. And so the question was, I did put myself on the stack after Ray. So as far as the thematic discussions, I'm going to say it's almost a hard to argue because we haven't identified what they are anyway, but I'm just going to keep saying radio, 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 and remembering what it is that inspires us about Pacifica. And, the thematic discussions, we're in the area where the people really care about this digital distribution thing, and every day we get more articles where everybody else on the planet is doing it but us. I'm afraid to eliminate thematic discussion because that's exciting. It's exciting stuff. It gets us inspired, reminds us why we're here. But as far as focus station, I completely agree. This is not a who's going to support who or whose fault anything is or anything, but our main job needs to be to figure out how to help our station in New York City. This is the largest market in the world and important, really important station to our network. And so we definitely need to be... We cannot leave this weekend without coming up with something or at least getting the facts on what's going on with WBAI. I was going to suggest that you know, there is an issue with the Pacifica Radio Archives, and before that I was going to suggest, well, if one station's going to be KPFK, why wouldn't the other one be the archives, and we could talk about how we're going to try and raise $12 million. That could all happen in public session, and which I think is really the intent of all the other issues there, is how, what are we going to do about the archives? How are we going to figure out some kind of a plan? But if we have, you know, WBAI is having that much trouble, then we probably need to shift our focus to that. And it's not about, you know, whose fault anything is, but we just got to do, we have to figure out what to do. So I would not want to eliminate a second focus station, I guess is my point.
Wendy, this are
Mary Bird.
Ambrose.
I'm sorry, Sarv, go ahead.
Is it possible that we could, we have two thematic discussions. I think one is, if we can eliminate one of them, that will give us time for these committee reports. You know, we have lots of committees, and they meet very, very regularly. They have very important issues that they have to bring forward. And so if we can use that time, add on to the committee reports, because 75 minutes for all these committees is not enough. And, you know, we just, it's going to take a long time to, because people are going to have all kind of resolutions they want to pass. And 75 minutes is just not practical. So if we can eliminate at least one thematic discussion group, maybe that will add some time to it. That's my suggestion.
Okay, next,
Mary Berg, I asked to be on.
You know what? I didn't write down who is next. Kids are talking to me. Who is next?
Ambrose.
Oh, Ambrose.
What do you got back
now? Yeah. Okay. I move that we take the committee time allotted for committee reports, the two thematic discussions, and the ADA report and training, and combine those and allow the executive director to get the information and report back at the next P&D meeting to determine the agenda with committee reports, ADA report and training, and technology. It'll leave everything else the same for that day.
Hey, Mary, are you by chance writing this down?
I'm trying to write it down. I'm going to ask them. Now, you're saying to... to take the time for the two thematic discussions, the presentation, the ADA, the committee reports, is that right?
That's
and
the time.
And you combine
yes.
that time, and you're saying to just leave it up to Greg to say it.
To get the information, because we don't know. We're ignorant right now as to
right.
a number of committee reports. We're ignorant as to how long and how much time the ADA report and training is going to take, and we also don't know about the technology. But if you could combine that time and then report back to the PND at the next meeting when they're determine the agenda.
I second.
This is Lydia.
And Greg has one comment.
I'm very sorry to take up this time, but the technology, is that one of the things that you... Is that the technology report that you were talking about?
That's the one that Wendy was talking about.
Okay, the one that's scheduled from 3:40 to 4 right now, that report. So that's part of the committee meeting. Okay, and add that in, that's what you're saying. Okay, thank you.
Okay, Lydia, go ahead.
Yes, I mean, I'm still going to push to not have the additional thematic discussions. Again, last time we did streamline that down because we had one particular focus. Otherwise, we're all over the place again. Really, the programming that we're going to do, discussion we're going to have on Friday, is part of that, unless we want to continue that and discuss some aspect of it as it relates to something we've already adopted but not finished, such as digital distribution or something. And then that's feasible. But we just have so much business that we never finish. We just continue to amuse ourselves and become distracted. So I will, at the PMB meeting, oppose having two thematic discussions unless there's some pressing need to have a particular discussion on something I haven't heard yet to date. So that would be my recommendation.
Mm-hmm. Greg on the stack.
Go ahead, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, I think Ambrose's proposal is reasonable, except there's one area that that I personally would not be comfortable with, is that I think it's within the board's purview to decide what the topic for its thematic discussions are. It's never been my within my purview to make that judgment on your behalf. And so if you have specific topics in mind, then that's what this committee ought to really be proposing, as to what you want to put your focus on. If you don't have a focus, then I wouldn't propose one. I would simply reallocate the time without any thematic discussion. And so, in a sense, Lydia's proposal would end up being mine, unless this committee is to choose something that it wants to put its attention on. That's your job.
May I explain what I'm saying?
Okay.
I wasn't dealing with the thematic discussion. I was dealing with time.
I see. So you're saying you don't want to decide it.
That's right. I'm simply saying we take that time set aside for so-called thematic discussion, for committee reports, and for the ADA report and training, and use that time for committee reports, ADA report and training, and technology, including digital.
I see. So that is your proposal. Okay, I hear
that. That
is
my proposal.
Okay, so that is, in a sense, that would be the thematic discussion. The technology and digital would be, in a sense, what we discuss on a thematic basis.
Thank you. Thank you, Ambrose, for the clarification.
Thank you, Ambrose.
Yeah, that helps me, too.
I didn't get that. Okay.
Yeah. So, Mary, you got that?
No, I think I have. Now, let's see, Ambrose. What you're proposing is to combine the time that is presently in the proposed agenda set, scheduled for the two thematic reports, the ADA, and the committee reports. Combine that time and then have Greg get the necessary information about the AD reports, how many committee reports, and then use that time for committee reports, ADA training, and technology, including digital radio.
That's about it.
That's about it, yeah.
I'll second that.
Yeah, that worked.
You don't have to.
Good.
Okay, so is there any objection to that?
No.
Uh-huh. And, all right, so we still have the staff reports.
No, we just have Saturday now to deal with.
Well, I'm on Saturday. We still, on this agenda was 2 hours of staff reports, starting with finance, technology, Pacific Archives, programming, executive director, 20 minutes each. Oh, 40 minutes for finance.
That's at Lonnie's request, you know, because of the issues you've mentioned.
Yeah.
Okay.
So
this is Ray.
And my understanding is this is all of the stuff, this whole block is what Greg is going to be working on and shifting the times because of the thematic discussion thing in there. So I think we're through up until dinner.
Yeah, and that is after dinner, the stations we have.
I have to. I'll just reorganize it based on all the information I can pull together in the next week.
Thank you, Greg.
Okay, go ahead, Ray.
Yeah, I think somebody said it earlier. I think ending at 9:45. I mean, it has happened in fact, but we have not started an agenda where we plan to end at 9:15. For one reason, usually that's when the station organizes something for the public and the board, and I think it's pretty late we always run over to plan to end at 9:15. I think is rather extreme and unusual. So I would be in favor of trimming this. I mean, I agree with the concept of Greg handling it. I just would like to, before we do that, see if we can cut some time from the meeting.
Well, when do you want to end, Ray? When would you think would be reasonable to end?
8 o'clock.
Yeah, that'd be reasonable.
I move that we reduce the three station reports to 30 minutes instead of 45.
This is Wendy.
Well,
when you guys are ready.
No, I had a comment on that, so go ahead.
Well, all I was going to say is, You know, these Saturdays are usually a lot of just sitting there listening, and I wonder how important people feel that those station reports are. Do we really get anything out of those station reports that we don't get in a written report if they're not the focus station? And or is it, you know, a time when directors from the own station can ask their manager embarrassing questions in front of the planet? I wonder because
it doesn't really say a lot in those reports
that we couldn't get in a written report.
This is Lydia.
For every report.
Go ahead, Lydia.
Okay, so I think that the value is that folks, including in the local station area, forget that there are other stations. And there is something more palpable and more real when you hear the voice of the GM on the other side of the states, on the other coast, as it were, letting us know what's going on. And there's an energy that I usually feel energized, actually, after the station reports. It's exciting to hear the difference in how we approach everything, because even though we're all united by the mission, but we're extremely different geographically. And I think that I think that there's some value. I don't know that they always have to be that long. I personally enjoy the question and answer better than a lengthy presentation, but I think we've solved that already with the one-third presentation aspect. I would support it. However, I would like to propose that we have our dinner served at the table and that we eat during dinner, maybe have like a 15-minute break and have a 45-minute actual dinner during the meeting and start the meeting earlier.
Well, that depends on whether the hotel will let us do it. That's a, you know.
Right, but maybe you can find that out and see if that's a possibility. And if people agree, I think that would be useful.
And also, based on Ray's suggestion, if we were to follow it and try to end at 8 o'clock, we would be pushing everything back a bit anyway. We would be eating probably a bit earlier.
That's okay.
Here's one thing I'd like to ask. If we're going to keep talking about shortening these meetings, that we not argue for a bunch of minutes on whether to shorten them or not. Because that's what always ends up happening.
Let me see if I can then summarize the proposals that I've heard, several different proposals for the evening, just for the evening, which is one is that we attempt to end the meeting at 8 p.m., that we shoot for that as a goal. Number two, that we and Lydia's proposal, which I have no problem, you know, incorporating, that we have one focus station and that the four other stations be dealt with as a group within that time structure. I don't know how much time, but you know, it might be an hour for all four, perhaps, or something along that line. But basically, working within the 8 p.m. attempt to adjourn. Is that reasonable?
Yeah.
Thank you, Greg.
Yep.
So when do we talk about PRA during PRA's report?
Are we discussing what we discussed with Brian in executive session? Is that what you're referring to, or are you discussing bigger funding questions?
Well, I think the gist of the executive session argument is that we need to raise a bunch of money for PRA.
Right.
Yes,
well, I mean, you know, I think that, you know, you have the committee, his committee is, you know, potentially able to raise that as part of their committee report, and you can discuss that in open session. If you're discussing a personnel matter, then that can only be dealt with in an executive session. And there actually, I think, may be a change in that which may make that subject moot.
Okay,
well, then this is when I think we just need to make sure that we schedule that executive session during this weekend
Wendy, maybe there's some information you don't know, so I think
there must be. I'd love to hear it in executive session.
Well, let's just say, I think, as Greg said, it's probably premature.
That's a fair statement.
Okay. So is there any objection to what Greg just said?
No.
Is there an APM and have one focus station and four stations given the remainder of the time?
Right.
Good.
Okay, so we agree to that. Okay.
That's right. Well, we'll go to Sunday now.
Sunday looks great.
Sunday looks great.
So let's look at Sunday. 1 hour executive session starting at 9,
yep.
Public session. Action items, what does that mean? 10 to 11 action items.
Wait, I'm sorry, I do have a change. This is Lydia. I think the 9 to 10 executive session might be a little short based on our previous experience. I think it would go to 10:30.
I agree,
okay.
At least.
Sure.
9 to 10:30.
Push everything back a little bit.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's it.
But can anybody tell me what they mean by action items at 10:30 to 11:30?
Well, those grow out of your reports. You basically have a series of motions, mm-hmm. that grow from your items, and you won't necessarily resolve them, and you need a space on your agenda to actually take action.
And including things from our whatever our last B&B meeting is prior to that, our telephone B&B meeting. We'll have leftover action items, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And if we don't, we can all just...
That's right.
Well, we will have, so
get
about
public comment or something. Yeah.
Well, the way
other than that, the agenda looks really good.
Okay, but the way it reads now, okay, action items. So we have this meeting, this in-between meeting, and then we have some action items, then it becomes, if we don't define what they are, well, I know we can't right now, but...
No, we can't. That's okay.
It's like all in which ones get in there first, which ones we actually
well,
do. That,
that's
always
good. So the board votes on that?
Right.
No, we don't vote on that now.
We're good to go.
No, right now it's okay the way
we don't know until the time comes what they will be.
Well, I guess my question is, you've got action items, you got unfinished business, and you got new business. And so it seems
almost
to me they're the same thing.
Yeah.
No, they're not.
It's like a series of motions we need to, it's the business. It's the stuff we have to get off of our plate. They're just called different things because
mm-hmm.
of our, Robert's rules and
business,
all of that.
New business.
Things
new
that have
business
originated
motions
in
that are
the
raised
meeting.
During the course of the meeting, for example, political motions or other motions
right.
that arise not from committee reports but from your discussions.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And
are we going to stick with, has our adjourn time now moved to 3:30, not 3?
No, I can reorganize this in order to keep it at 3 o'clock simply by taking perhaps moving lunch up a little bit earlier and perhaps removing 15 minutes or a half hour from unfinished business and new business.
Thank you, Greg. That's it.
Yeah, thanks.
Right. Move approval.
Okay.
I have a question for Greg.
Second.
Greg? I have a question.
Yes,
I have a question for Greg.
Yes,
are you the one, or was it Dave, that usually remind people to book flights to allow time, to be present? Because a lot of people... If those who make the flights early, if they don't see the agenda, before they see the agenda, they tend to have to pack up their suitcase and leave.
Well, yeah, you're right. Normally, Dave prevails on people not to do that. And if you'd like, I can, when I send the revised agenda around, I can remind people about that, or I can simply remind them earlier if you'd like. The chair could also do that. Sarv could, make that request.
Sure. Let me know what you want.
Well, he's just simply saying that the meeting will not adjourn until 3 o'clock, so please don't book your flights until later in the afternoon. That's simply a request to the board members not to leave early.
Yeah.
And also remind them to book, you want them to book their flights a month in advance, right?
Right.
So
I've been stressing
now.
That repeatedly, that the 29th of this month is really the deadline we'd like everybody to use as a basis for booking, to contact Donna or your agent before that date.
Mm-hmm. And also remind them that it will help the foundation if people share rooms with each other?
Mm-hmm. Certainly true.
Right.
But it would be great if that came out from the chair. That would be wonderful.
Okay. All right. So we'll do that.
Do I get to pick who shares room with me?
Of course.
I want to do it.
So I want to arrange this in public.
I think I heard Ambrose say he moved to accept this agenda as we worked through it, and
sure
I seconded
did.
It.
Right, yes. I seconded it.
Yep.
I'll attempt to get you a revised version before your PNB meeting, you know, within a, you know, a day or two in advance of whenever that session's going to be.
Thank you.
Sounds great.
Okay, well, I'm moved to adjourn.
Wait a minute.
When?
You guys don't want to even think about when we might meet again? You
no.
don't think we need to meet again?
I don't.
Yeah.
Don't need
from the way it went, I don't.
No, I mean, the only thing that I think would be useful, and we could do it by email, is to schedule, excuse me, our coordinating committee meeting prior to the September meeting so that we don't have this scheduling problem, and just put it on the calendar now, but not to be discussed,
mm-hmm.
but just let's just somebody put it out on email and figure out a date we can slap on the calendar.
Well, I'm just going to suggest, I think this committee needs to meet at least once a month.
Well,
no,
I would appreciate that. No.
No, God, no.
As needed.
Well, it did always.
We got so many.
I mean, there are all kinds of things this committee's supposed to do, which is like handle communications policy and handle any contract before the foundation that's over $10,000. We're supposed to hear about it first and talk about it.
Well, I think that our executives will notify us when those instances come up. They've been really good. Greg has been great about notifying us when he needs our input. It's just fortunately been quiet. This committee did deal with the Amy Goodman contract committee ad hoc or whatever. So, you know.
That's a perfect example,
actually. I don't see it. It's always
been
an as-need, and I think we can discuss this on email, given that there isn't consensus on this committee.
As to the
need for another meeting.
Mary Berg, I do agree that we did meet once a month, and we should. There is other things. We're just not dealing with them, and they're just...
All right. Here's what we'll do. We will not schedule a meeting until... We'll at least see what the need is after the PND meets, hopefully next week. And if we feel that there's a need to meet again before the PNB meeting, we will try and do that.
Sure.
Thank
you, Wendy.
Okay. We'll call it as needed, okay?
Thank you, Wendy.
All right. Motion to adjourn?
Yep.
Okay. And who made
thank
the motion,
all.
Please? Wait, who made the motion?
Madam Chair.
Somebody moved to adjourn.
Ambrose,
I moved.
I already did.
Chandra, could you stay on the call a minute?
Yes, I will.
And Sarv, you made the motion to adjourn?
Ambrose did.
Ambrose did.
He seconded.
Okay, you don't need a second. That's what.
Okay.